quite difficult in the beginning because I've obviously been there since I was 16. I've made some really good friends there and obviously had some really good memories, but I think for my own personal development and opportunities, it was really time for me to leave, and I'm glad I've come to a club with as much stature as OKR.
How excited are you by it?
I'm delighted. I just can't wait to get started. Like, this has been my first week of training. I've settled in really well. All the lads are great. The staff have created a brilliant environment, and I just can't wait to continue and get to the season.
And of course, a man that's been there, done it, got the T-shirt, and is a Leeds Rhinos legend, and has retired, and he's now the football manager at Hull KR. Must have played a big part in it, in Jamie Peacock.
Yeah, he was a real big factor in me coming. He showed me the vision he's got for the club, and he told me he was keen for me to be a part of it, and as soon as he told me that, I jumped at the chance and I really wanted to come over.
Yeah, you've got a big battle first and foremost to get into the first team shake-up, haven't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, I'm still a young lad, and for me to come in and expect a starting position would be stupid. I know that I've come into a brand new squad, I've got a lot to prove, but hopefully if I keep working hard and then when I do get my chance to play well, I'll be able to hold down a spot in the team.
Do you see it as a better opportunity for you to get first team rugby league in the Super League rather than at the Rhinos, where it's always very difficult?
Probably, yeah, but obviously this year at Leeds, it's obviously a really big transition stage with all the legends leaving, such as Kylie, like I said, JP and Kevin. There's been a lot of new faces coming in, so I think it could have been a bit of a level playing field this year, but I thought for my personal development, and probably I've got a bit of a better opportunity at Hull, like coming into a new atmosphere, a new club, and trying to put my mark down, and I think I can offer a lot to the club.
Well, there's lots of pressure on in 2016. They don't want to be just outside the eight like they were last season. So you've joined a squad that has got a lot of pressure on it, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I think, how this year is a big transitional period for Leeds. I think last year there was a lot of new faces coming and going from OKR, and I think there's not been that much activity this season. I think the team will be really well settled, and I think we'll be able to put a really good push in for the top eight, and I think we'll be able to do it.
How impressed are you by the players that they've got, the squad they've got?
Oh yeah, there's some real talent there, and it's great to be playing with some of them. Like a few years I was watching some playing the NRL, such as Albert Kelly and Maurice Blair, and now to be part of the same team as them, it's great.
Terry Campisi as well, you can't forget about him.
Oh yeah, no, I was just naming a couple I could go on, but I was just naming a couple.
So what are your ambitions?
I just want to play for OKR. I just want to get a team. I just want to get a place in the first team and hold it down and get as many games as I can and just go from there, really. But like I said, first and foremost, I just need to get into the team, and I just want to play well when I get the opportunity.
Of course, you'll know that they're about the Red and White Army and how passionate they are, particularly playing in East Hull. It's good to have them behind you rather than booing you, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, I saw them at Wembley. I was at Wembley last year, and the noise they made was absolutely phenomenal, and how many numbers travelled down to Wembley, it was really good, and to see a club with that much support, it makes it even better to be playing for them now.